This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. The Food and Agriculture Organization recently reported that hunger increased by 75 million people last year. The United Nations agency blamed rising prices for food, fuel, and fertilizer. The FAO estimates that in 2007, the world had 923 million undernourished people. Among them are most of the people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The DRC has a population estimated in July at 66 million. The Food and Agriculture Organization says 7 out of 10 of them do not get the food they need. The DRC is huge. The Central African country has about 7 million hectares of productive land. Yet, only about 1 million hectares are used for permanent crops. Farmers fled their land after civil war began in 1998. 5 years of conflict, hunger, and disease killed 4 million people. Now, 5 years have passed since that war officially ended. But hundreds of thousands of people in the DRC remain homeless, and there is continued unrest, mostly in the east. In the southern province of Katanga, however, there is a tense, sometimes shaky peace. 450,000 people returned to Katanga by the middle of this year. The FAO says many plan to farm and fish again. International organizations are working to get farmers back on their land. The Food and Agriculture Organization has more than 200 workers involved in the effort. They travel around to supply seeds, tools, and animals. They also provide supervision and training to support farming and fishing. The agency says its $50 million program has assisted about 2 million men, women, and children in the last 3 years. Former colonial ruler Belgium and the European Commission are supporting the program. Commission Projects Officer Patrick Hubin says big companies will not invest in small-scale farming. But he says the only way to renew agriculture is to begin with small farmers. Other groups and countries, including the United States, are also supporting the program. Joachim von Braun is Director General of the International Food Policy Research Institute in Washington. He said in Kinshasa recently that the DRC has strong possibilities for agriculture and that making use of them could reduce poverty fast. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Bob Doty.